This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you.
So, Brian was in Austin. Plowsy was in Las Vegas. I was at the Hill. How about you?
I was at the DePere Lodge watching some second grade basketball this weekend.
Very nice. Hey.
I was a terrible dad.
Again.
No, I wasn't doing any coaching, but I was that dad. I was recording some video just for the hell of it. And every time down that the kids would come and double dribble and throw it away, I would delete the video, I actually recorded Carson scoring a bucket.
Wow.
But as he scored, I almost panicked on the shot. As a photographer, I'm a terrible dad and a terrible photographer, I almost missed the bucket as it was going in. Little head fake, of course. Faked me out. But great week. I love the snow. I'm a little over the cold, and I'm ready for winter to be over.
Now, speaking of being an apostle of fitness, on Friday, I was in a particular workout facility. You did not see me, but I saw you.
This is funny because I went in to get a quick workout, and I got a note from
very quick.
It was no. If anybody monitored, it was extremely very quick.
Because
I told Monique,
I just saw Martin. Let's go find him. We looked around like 5 minutes later.
All right, true story. The optics were really bad, and it's funny because when I left, I said, "Is that Frank's car? Or is that a drug dealer?" I said, "That might be Frank's car." I got in there. I started doing a little workout. And I realized there was a permission slip at school that was due, and I had not sent it in. So I thought, I'll just bring it up later when I go up to pick up Carson. And I got a text back from the great Gary Kornfeld's wife, who kind of runs the office at the school, Mrs. Kornfeld.
Really?
And I said, can I just grab a sheet from you? And she said, I don't have any of those sheets. I'm like, oh, crap. I got to go home, dig through my office, find this paperwork. So I probably had about a six-minute workout. And then I was like, in order to pull this up, I got a
sore
leave.
The next morning for that.
It was
that?
A deep burn. And I literally was like, now I got to run out.
123, 124.
Oh my God.
Well, because I swear. Okay, we walked.
This is a true story. Yeah. But I had to go home and get the permission slip. Of course, I went back later, was there for 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So I actually went to a spin class with her, which I don't recommend. So we walked out, and I'm walking out, and I see Martin from about 40 feet away.
I'm in the weight room.
Yeah.
Throwing down.
And then so I go back into the spin room and tell Monique, hey, Martin's out here. Let's go say hi. And we walk.
He's
gone.
True. I honestly thought if anybody here sees me and then realizes because the guy at the counter when I walked in, how you doing? I said, oh, good. It's like 6 minutes later, and then he goes, have a good one.
The six-minute Kilcoin workout. It's a new fad.
It's going to be patented. I'll be on Dr. Phil later today. Make the most of the – I'm like Mike Schilt. We're going to go from station to station. We're not going to waste any time. I wondered when I left, I saw your car, and I said to myself, I hope he didn't see me. All right, let's do five for Frank.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University. A liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Frank, do you agree with the Phillies owner who talked about the Harper deal and he said, by the way, this is not stupid money? Do you think it was stupid money and you're okay with it? Or do you agree with him that it was money well spent? It's not stupid money, which he promised to spend.
I don't think it's stupid money, actually, because if you look at Philadelphia's attendance, it was just over 2 million last year. It's going to be well over 3 million. He's going to pay for his contract probably. Now, the last 3 or 4 years may be a little stupid, but no, I don't think so.
All right. You are an NFL executive. Apparently over the weekend, Emmanuel Hall, Missouri wide receiver, not only had the great broad jump, but he was asked about all those parking tickets he gets down at Mizzou. You are that NFL executive. Does that really matter on Sunday when you line up to beat the Bears or Lions? The fact that this guy had some parking tickets? Does that have any bearing?
Oh, my gosh.
What kind of player he's going to be? Our guy Alex Schiffer had that tweeted out over the weekend that Emmanuel Hall said he was amazed how much research they do when they brought up the fact that he had a lot of campus parking tickets. Apparently, Mizzou is known for that.
By the way, on the topic of Harper and tickets, Philly's owner saying on Thursday they sold 100,000 tickets, Friday 80,000. Saturday, 40,000. So already more than 200,000 tickets sold to Phillies games in the 72 hours after Harper signed.
as a man who had to pay about 12 parking tickets before I got my degree from UMSL, I am behind this wide receiver from Missouri.
Yes. And how about the broad jump? I think they said it was the second longest.
In history.
In the history of the combine.
Yeah. And let's face it, when that guy played, and granted he didn't play that much, he was really good. Emmanuel Hall's a good player. So I bet he'll be a second or third day draft pick.
All right. You are Nick Foles. Are you any good when you're not wearing that Philly jersey?
Evidence would suggest no. Is interesting because now there is a connection with the Jacksonville Jaguar coordinator. But there's some weapons there. I mean, if Leonard Fournette gets his head together, he's a really good player. I think he's going to get paid. It's the right move for him.
Yeah, I don't mind. Jacksonville had to cut bait with Blake Bortles, correct? I mean, that's the obvious. They had to move on. I'm just not sure who Nick Foles is. I really don't know anymore. I mean, he's a superstar at times for the Eagles. And then when he was in St. Louis, he was the worst quarterback we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Maybe that was more the Rams' fault. This would be a good litmus test.
Well, you just said worst quarterback.
Charlie made that comment in the press box. When Foles was at his worst in 2015 and he just looked lost, Charlie turned and said, "I've never seen a quarterback look this bad." And it was true. And then the guy wins the Super Bowl a year and a half, 2 years later.
That's a great statement, the worst quarterback we've ever seen in St. Louis. I don't want to mention one guy with the football Cardinals because he's a St. Louis, and I won't say that, but we've had some candidates.
I want to go to break and find out who that might be. You are Tyler O'Neill. You're 3-for-14 with 3 homers, 5 strikeouts. Are you who you are? Are you more than Grichik?
I probably have even more power than Grichik. I probably hit more home runs. And maybe I'm not quite the 5-tool guy, although I can do a few things. But I tell you what, though, it is interesting. If he did get the 500 at-bats, I think he'd hit 30.
I mean, all he does is homer, right?
Yeah, that one yesterday was just a rocket. Even though, by the way, this is when you appreciate the St. Louis IBW and those great photographers at Busch Stadium who shoot that video. We're actually seeing that ball in the center of your screen go out. I'm telling you, Martin, I've watched like 4 home runs on Fox Sports Midwest this spring. I haven't seen any of the balls.
Right.
I mean, you didn't even see that one. All you have to take is Dan McLaughlin's word for it.
And Tyler O'Neill was confused, too.
Yeah,
he wasn't sure. I guess he hit it so hard he wasn't sure it went out.
But to your point, yeah, probably at the end of the year, if he got 500 at-bats, he'd probably say about a 240 average, and maybe a 280 on base and 30 homers.
I mean, he was at 1 every 14 at-bats last year. He's about 1 for 4.5 at-bats this spring. I mean, there's nothing to read into it. It is kind of fun when guys like Francisco Pena have a big day because they're out of the mix. Jed Jerko gets a couple of hits who we haven't talked about. And then Fowler hasn't really done anything. It's early. And the spring stats don't matter. I guess this is like SEC bowl games where you can make them matter if you want to. Arguments of convenience. But like Ponce de Leon's ERA is almost 15. If I'm him, I say, well, I'm working on some stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's the great thing about the spring training games. If you get shelled, I'm working on some stuff. If you pitch well, you know, I got it going now.
Right.
You know?
I'm ready. Start the season.
Yeah. I felt badly for our friend John Brebbia yesterday because he had that great inning in a third and he went to high-five Schilt and Schilt, not Schilt, but Maddux, like he's indicating, hey, I'm done. And Maddux wouldn't high-five him and he put him out there again and he got shelled or got hit around a little bit.
All right, number 5. How is it that Baby It's Cold Outside is offensive to everyone, but we listen to Michael Jackson music all the time?
Were you listening last hour?
I heard a little bit about that show. I saw you tweeting about this show. I don't think I could watch that show.
I brought up the very same point you're bringing.
Did you?
Up. Yes.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
So, no, but it's weird to me. It's a bizarre, like, lack of connection that we make.
And remember, the daughter of the writer of that song said that my mom and dad wrote that to be playful at dinner parties, and they would kind of tease each other back and forth. He said it was my mom and dad having fun, and now that song is offensive. And yet Michael Jackson, we've always known he was creepy. And I know the people that are in this piece apparently are being questioned for their integrity. Didn't he have a documented settlement with at least one
he
family?
Paid one guy, I think, was it $20
million? I think, I think so.
Well, yeah.
Why would you be settling at all if there wasn't something? I mean, there's plenty of smoke with Michael Jackson, and that's not a joke about him in the Pepsi commercial. I'm just saying we've always known he's a little weird, but nobody ever complains about his music being played left and right.
And, you know, I wonder, not to get too deep on this topic, but...
Was it disturbing?
Oh, horribly disturbing.
Are the people crying and sad? And...
No, they're pretty matter-of-fact, and they're just cogent and just right on point and detailed as you can imagine. It's unbelievable. But, what was I going to say?
I've just heard it's relentless, that there's no stopping.
Yeah.
And when you're done watching, are you exhausted? Are you emotionally tormented?
Yeah, I'm not going to watch part two. Part two's tonight. You just went through this terribly emotional, tormenting thing, and then you're going to watch it again? No, I don't want to see it.
Has his family, representatives, lawyers, anyone? Sure they've condemned it at this point.
Yeah, and I think they're considering suing HBO. But you bring up the best point of the day, is that if they already settled with one family, and I believe it was a $20 million settlement, why would people think that these guys are lying? I mean, Mike, they're not writing a check for $20 million unless the Jackson family knows that Michael abused this little kid.
And what is the defense? He didn't abuse him. He just wanted to sleep with 7 and 8 year old kids.
Yeah.
That's not plausible. There isn't a courtroom you can walk into and make that argument.
And there's all this video of him holding hands with him. You know, there's actually going to be no video of the actual, you know what. But, and as I mentioned before, they both tell the exact same type of what he did with each of the boys. It's the exact same thing. He had a couple of things he went to all the time. Ugh.
Monique's like, can we get back to something a little lighter like Ray Donovan?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
How about
it.
The Sopranos?
Can we get back to who's your guy, Liam Neeson,
Dexter,
just killing everybody, and Dexter the serial killer? Frank found something that's even heavier than watching
Let's
a serial
killer. Let's watch the infidelity shows.
Right. Yeah. It used to be all about serial killers. And there it is, a very dark Five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University. Greenville.edu. More information. You see, Plowsy's all fired up because of this Illinois mascot. To be fair, it's not the school offering. It's called the Alma Otter, and it's an Illini wearing otter.
That's weird.
And it says this is the mascot Illinois deserves, and people online are saying, no thanks.
Yeah, the comments are great if you want to go check
that is
out.
Entertaining.
It's great.
But it's not the school saying we need a mascot.
But you need a preemptive strike on this one. If the school even thinks about getting this idea, you need the fans to get in there before it starts. So I'm glad the Illinois fan base has ridiculed the Alma Otter.
Alma Otter. Now, it's being proposed, these folks, I think they're serious. It's just that they're not affiliated officially with the school.
Oh, they're definitely serious.
They think this is a great idea.
Weird.
This is like a Kevin Demoff Rams rule.
Yeah, this is...
Somebody in the room just said, no, bad idea. Have you seen it, Frank? The Alma Otter?
I have not.
Because when you think Illinois athletics, you think otters.
You know, since we have, I think we looked it up, they're endangered in Illinois. Roughly 100 otters are in Illinois, so...
Well, it'd be a tribute to the otter community.
When I sent that text out last night, that tweet about the whole documentary, somebody said, you ought to look into the fact that people who were abused as children are more likely to be abused as an adult.
Yeah, and that's true.
Yeah, more than half of 51% of adults who were abused as children experienced domestic abuse in later life.
So they're indicating that Michael himself may have been a victim of abuse?
Yeah, because there have been some things out there about the father, too. So.
Oh.
Brutal. All right, let's take a short time out. We're going to tell you about the NFL Combine when we come back. We're going to talk about Drew Locke.